With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Before this episode of the Final Word Podcast, a quick thank you to the Final Word sponsor, Brick Lane Brewing. This week, it's all about the lager. Brick Lane Lager is a true premium lager featuring a unique cross-flow filtration that allows the quality ingredients to express themselves fully. Can you see where I'm going with this? It's just like the Final Word. Quality hosts, Adam Collins and Jeff Lemon, with their unique flow that allows them to fully express themselves twice a week. Anyway, make sure you join Adam and Jeff on the Final Word Patreon page. If you support the show, you could win a slab of Brick Lane goodness. Adam and Jeff will tell you more about it in the show. Head to Brick Lane Brewing on Instagram and Facebook. Tell them the Final Word sent you. And remember, you can find everything Final Word related at finalwordcricket.com. Brick Lane Brewing, based and brewed in Melbourne, Australia. Great city, great beer. Thank you, Brick Lane Brewing, for being part of the Final Word, and thank you for listening. That's enough from me. Now, Adam Collins, Jeff Lemon, and the Final Word.
It's Final Word, Adam Collins and Jeff Lemon. This is a little mini-ep. We've talked already about having our Discord page set up, or Discord channel, I should call it, which probably shows how much I know about it, Jeff. So what we've done today is we've roped in an expert, Anna Forsyth. If you have been listening to The Final Word and Storytime for a while, you would have heard us talk about Anna. For example, putting in drunk nerd pledges about Stephen Finn, just one of the many things that she's known for in the Final Word community. But as a podcaster herself, and as a Discord user herself, she encouraged us to move to migrate to this platform to be our sort of private discussion group. And here we are. So hello, Anna.
I don't know about expert, but thanks.
Jeff, you've been setting up this channel in recent days. What do we know about it so far? And how do we sort of colour in some gaps for those who might be a bit intimidated, like me, for example?
A private members club, Adam, that's the way I describe it. Private members club, a lot of backgammon tables, some mood lighting, that your private members club you can attend from home. It's not new, as I gather it. I haven't researched Discord, but I feel like it's been around for probably 80 or 90 years. Probably Bradman was on Discord at some point. So it's a bit like when we said, oh, we should make a Facebook page for this podcast about 15 years after that was relevant. But Discord still gets used a lot, unlike Facebook pages. So it's like a home for little communities that are into really niche things, like, for instance, cricket podcasts that focus on statistical analyses of 1800s performances via quiz. That's the sort of community that might enjoy having its own little corner where people can talks amongst themselves. Would that be about right, Anna?
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. I know it started as a server for gamers, and gamers are always way ahead of the curve. But yeah, it's kind of like a chat room, but more modern. It's a message board, but also a chat room. It just kind of has all those different elements to it. But yeah, we've been using it for our podcast for several years now, and yeah, it's a really good way of just grouping together discussion. It's almost like having a nice little corner of the internet that the Final Word has already created with the podcast, but actually bringing those people close together.
Yeah, and this is what I like about it. So often when people join the Patreon page, I say, you'll really enjoy being part of this community. And I mean it. But then in recent weeks, I've thought, well, with the exception of the public page, there's not much of an opportunity to do that outside of, say, Twitter or at a pinch, maybe Instagram, which we occasionally engage with. But this is more real time. It means that, for instance, when we're watching a game, we might have the Discord window open and we might be sort of chatting along in there with everybody else having that shared experience.
we talk a lot on our podcast about how Canucks Twitter and hockey Twitter is kind of a horrible place to be sometimes. So it's nicer to have that smaller element and that real-time discussion. And yeah, there's voice elements and there's chat elements. I know you wanted to talk about both. So and both possibilities, gathering together all those nice people in a way that's possible to sort of organize and regulate, which is nice.
So I at the way that it's set up at the moment, it's people who are on the Final Word Patron get automatically put into this room, which means they can access it. There are different threads about different topics. You can talk to people using the microphone on your computer as voice, or you can just do it by typing as text. But basically what we wanted to do was, because we have all these really good conversations with people in the DMs on Patreon, sort of Adam and I, between all people individually, but that doesn't necessarily let them talk to each other. And so this broadens that out. There'd be some sort of political terminology like hub and spoke or something. Like it takes it from that into a, you know, connecting everybody instead of everybody coming through the central hub that's you and me, and then us talking about what people have sent us on the show. People can have those stories and conversations between each other instead.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, take, for example, Mel Shawley, who posted on the public page today on Patreon saying, I'm going to be at Trent Bridge for the test match. Is anyone else going along from the Final Word? Love to get a beer. Some people will see that, but if those conversations are being had in real time on Discord, you can pick up the conversation from where you left it and all the rest of it. It's not that complicated to use. I mean, I've talked at length in the past about how my love for the game online was fostered by the Victor Trumper Cricket Board. Rest in peace. It was a great message board around sort of the turn of the century. I was a teenager and I found friends on there who I've remained very close to this day. Indeed, one of my mates from the Victor Trumper, who happens to also be a patron, was around at my place last night having a bite to eat. So yeah, yes, it's great to have these one-to-one friendships that Jeff and I have through Patreon, but the idea of broadening that out is an attractive one, especially as we're coming into a chunk of the year when there's going to be so much cricket on, be it the England-India test matches, what Australia are doing at the moment in the Caribbean, then in Bangladesh, and lots of World Cup, Super League, One Day International Series, then into the T20 World Cup, into the Ashes, and so it goes. It's not a great sport for finish lines cricket. And it's, I suppose it's the same for hockey as well, isn't it, Anna? So during games, you have... you have dedicated windows and groups that are talking about the game in question. So it's kind of almost like a virtual equivalent of being in the pub over a beer, except that you're through a screen, as we often are.
It's great that we kind of have that option, and our listeners are scattered, maybe not as far and wide as Final Word listeners, but like we do have a couple in Australia. We have them all down the West Coast. So it's nice to bring people together, and it's nice that, you know, the community keeps on developing without us hosts having to drive it all the time. It's great having that connection with listeners for people that don't use Twitter, who are intimidated by, you know, that sort of wide community. It's been super busy this week because it's been a very busy week in hockey, but there's also, you know, nonsense to talk about. So yeah, that's been really nice to have that connection with listeners who we might never meet in real life.
Jeff, in terms of the practicalities, we're going to pop all of this in the show notes, but from what you understand, it isn't quite an automatic process. There's kind of one step in between. So if you're in our Patreon universe, you can access the channel automatically, but you've got to do one thing first.
Look, this is a little bit like getting medical advice from somebody who overheard a doctor rather than is a doctor.
It's the season in the middle of the pandemic.
At least I overheard a doctor. My understanding is it'll be for people who are on Patreon, but you can join up and you can set your own price for that to be pretty much as low as you want. So hopefully that means that it doesn't hold people out. Once you've got a Patreon account and you've got a Discord account, so you just make one with your email address, same as making an account for anything else, then you go to your Patreon page, you go to your settings page, and then you should be able to find something in there that says, do you want to connect an account with Discord? And you say yes, and you give it your details, and it will connect your two. And so then Discord will read that you're on the Patreon page, that you're a Final Word supporter, and then it will automatically give you access to our channel, which should just come up. If you have any problems with it, send us a DM, send us an email, whatever it might be, finalwordcricket@gmail.com if you don't have access to the DM architecture, and we will do our best to sort you out.
Yeah, straightforward. Download Discord. If you're already a patron, then click the button saying connecting the two. And then as it was for me, when I next went on Discord, there it was, the Final Word channel. So if I can do it, I reckon just about anyone can. Mm-hmm. Anna, before we let you go, can you please plug your excellent podcast?
Again, it's very niche, but if anyone is interested in the Vancouver Canucks, which I'm sure the number dwindles by the day with how badly they are doing, we're called the C4 Hockey Podcast. The letter C, the number 4, we're the longest running Canucks hockey podcast. So that's kind of cool. We do talk about other things besides the Canucks, you know, especially in the off season. It's kind of hockey and issues coming together.
Sounds familiar. Great to have you part of our community as well, Anna, and the wonderful contribution you make, which will now, of course, translate through to Discord as well. So thanks for sharing your insight. If you're on the Patreon page, Discord will be running. We've done the soft launch. It is there right now, and Jeff and I will be manning that, I suppose, throughout the course of the weeks ahead. And if there are any questions, drop us a DM or an email, and we'll be back with regular programming through the week. Bye for now.